Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Showzilla. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot going on today. Pair of tickets to Phillies Rockies tomorrow on the line. What is Hugh Douglas afraid of? Was your first clue for Hugh's clues. What was the second clue again? It's potentially on the loose in the city?
Yes.
Okay, so we got that. Clue number three coming later this hour for you if you guys need it. Gut feeling, is the tush push gone? My feeling is yeah. I think the fact that Roger Goodell is now on that side of this thing, it's telling what I heard yesterday from Goodell. 215-592-9494. Let's go out to the guest line, a guy that we had on yesterday. We'll bring him on again today. It's an important day to have him on. Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Seventh of the Fifth C, that's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing today?
Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing today?
What's going on, man?
Well, Elliot, we're good. Now, before we get into anything here with the Eagles and the tush push and Lurie, we want to play some audio and just have you walk us through what happened yesterday on with the afternoon right. show, and it sounded like this.
On ESPN, so they're all talking about it. Every highlight they showed, he was literally being pushed in the end zone.
Wow, a bird literally just went on me standing
Good luck for you.
Yes.
Good luck.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You got pooped on by a bird?
What is that?
It's good luck.
Yeah, I was like, what's that warm thing on my hand? And I just looked over.
It on your hand?
Oh, man. You got your hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, on my ring, too. That's,
on my ring. You
know. So that could be a bad sign.
This is. Well, it's my aura ring. It's not my wedding ring. Oh.
All right, Elliot.
His aura.
Did you see it coming?
What is an aura ring?
I don't know. Were they flying over you? What happened there?
Well, so first, Ike not knowing what an aura ring is, acting like I need a ring for aura. Like, come on. I think the trophy for the 2025 Eagles Insider of the Year.
That's what I'm talking about.
That, you
talk
know? So,
that
yeah,
talk.
I don't need a ring for aura. Yeah, exactly. But but no, I mean, you know, I was doing my job. Like, look, moments are like that. That's why you go to college, right? That's why I went to Temple.
That's what I'm talking about.
You go to college, you get pooped on by a bird. I agree.
Yeah, and you know, I just kept it moving. Kept giving that insight.
I love this guy right here, man. He's leaning way into that. He's going for the back-to-back.
Back-to-back, exactly.
Eagles Insider of the Year.
I keep forgetting what that is.
I know.
But
it's important you know.
Sorry, just remember the name. That's all that matters. But no, I mean,
is there an acronym we can come up with? No, go ahead.
Something there. But no, look, it got on my shirt, which wasn't fun. I had to,
change clothes.
Well, the tough thing is Jeffrey Lurie talked like 10 minutes later. So what I had to do was go in the bathroom, wipe it off my shirt. I am thankful it didn't get in my hair. That would have been bad.
You'd have missed the whole day.
Decisions would have had to be made. But no, I mean, look, that's the risk of the job. But I'll just say this. I'm doing this radio interview from inside today. So hopefully no birds. You know,
I'm not mad at
you. I won't make that mistake twice.
So speaking of the Jeffrey Lurie, when he was up there talking, because it felt like he came off like he's kind of tired of, you know, rehashing this. Did you kind of get that feeling when he was up there on the stage?
Yeah, I think the Eagles and Jeffrey, I think, you know, really dismantled the whole anti-Tush Bush argument up at his press conference. But being here the past few days, the sense I get from the Eagles is, look, they don't think it should be banned. They don't think it's fair that the play is being targeted. But I also think they're probably a little resigned to the fact that it probably is going to. And they know that with Jalen Hurts and the offensive line they have and Jeff Stoutland, they're still going to convert a very large percentage of these short yardage situations. So they got their Super Bowl. They created a play that I think is going to be the first play in the history of the NFL that's been banned simply because of how successful it is. I think that to your point about Jeffrey yesterday, yeah, I think he wants it to remain, but I think they've probably lost a little bit of the energy for this fight.
Yeah, I thought the best part of yesterday with Jeff Elliott was when he dove into the aesthetics of it, because once they acknowledge that there's no data to injuries, they're just nervous. Okay, there's nothing really there. Okay, that's fine. So, but then Rich McKay moved to, well, it doesn't look like a football play. People don't like it. And I thought Lurie made good points there. I mean, you know, back in the day, people said that about the forward pass. Obviously, that's not this. But I could point out like five plays that happen all the time, Elliot, that are not aesthetically pleasing. The kneel down, the spike. You know, when a punter runs out of the back of the end zone just to save time or to kind of waste time at the end of a game or end of the half or whatever. Those are all like silly plays that are not aesthetically pleasing. That's not a reason to get rid of a play.
Yeah, or how about all the years the Saints made us watch Taysom Hill play like four different positions
yes.
on offense? Like,
they lied to us about Taysom Hill, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't aesthetically pleasing. But I thought that the best phrase he had in that answer was, it isn't a relevant critique. Like,
Right. Yeah,
that's cool that these other people don't think it's aesthetically pleasing. This is a $1 billion organization that the NFL is going to make a big decision about. And so it's just not really relevant if, you know, Matt LaFleur or Sean McVay don't think it's an aesthetically pleasing play. Like, it shouldn't be relevant. But here's the other thing, too, that I think really set in being here in Florida and being at the owners' meetings the past few days is just that, like, they're not going to change their mind, right? Like, coming into the meetings, I think there was, to what you had just said, with the health and safety thing. I think the Eagles came prepared to make an argument. Look, there's no health and safety data to support that, you know, this is a dangerous play. Could somebody get hurt on it? Yes, and hopefully that does not happen. But the data is just not on that side. I think what they ran into was just a side that doesn't really care about rational arguments. Like, if you just don't like something, you just don't like something. There's really nothing the Eagles can do to convince people that it's an aesthetically pleasing play if they just don't think it is. Now, to what Jeffrey said, I don't think that's relevant, but unfortunately, that's the way this has gone. And I do think the play will get banned.
Elliot Shore Parks with us as he was at the owners' meetings this week down in Florida. Elliot, also the subject of Nick Sirianni's contract came up, which came up yesterday morning with Nick, and then we talked to you about it, then Jeff spoke about it. I think we all recognize it's going to get done. They're not going to let him go into the season as a lame duck. We were just having a little conversation earlier, speculating how high his salary will be in terms of the rest of the NFL coaches. So it looks like Andy Reid is the highest paid coach at $20 million per year. And then you look at the other top five guys in the NFL. I believe Sean Payton is second at 18, Tomlin 16, Jim Harbaugh 16, Sean McVay 15. How high do you think Sirianni's going to go? I mean, he and his agent obviously could ask for top of the market. How, when it's all said and done and he gets a contract extension, where do you think, what range will Sirianni rank in terms of average salary for a coach?
So I would be pretty surprised if he passes those guys. I just think that, look, Nick is going into these negotiations with a great resume and a great argument. But I also think those guys have been doing it way longer, at least, you know, some of them that you said. They are more accomplished than Nick. But I think that we're focusing on the wrong number here. I don't think the annual salary is probably what this is going to come down to. I think you need to be focusing on the years. And I know with NFL contracts, we talk about, you know, average money, guaranteed. And, like, because of void years and stuff, the length doesn't really matter for the contract. In this case, I think it does because, you know, no one thinks Nick's going to get fired at the end of next year. It would be pretty surprising if Nick is not the head coach for at least two more seasons. But we also all thought that Doug was going to be here for a really long time after he won the Super Bowl. So when Jeffrey is looking at a contract, and I think what it could come down to is how long out is he going to go? Nick has 1 year left on his deal. if does Nick want a five-year extension, where all of a sudden Jeffrey is on the hook for, you know, let's say $15 million a year for six full years. Like, I think Jeffrey has been proven to be an owner that pays, but you don't want to be in a position where if, you know, things do fall apart, and we've seen that they happen, you're paying a head coach for 4 years that's not even coaching your team. So the average salary does matter, obviously, but I think the length of the contract is the bigger kind of interesting part of this.
Ellie, other thing from Lurie yesterday was, you know, he was asked a question about, is it hard to say the team right now is as good as the team that walked off the field in the Super Bowl? And he spun it more around to, hey, we were great last year. And then he did say, you know, they have to make tough decisions and looking long term. When you've put kind of pieced this offseason together from Howie to Lurie to Nick, what sense do you get in terms of how all in they are to win the Super Bowl next year versus how much they're prioritizing the next few years?
So before I came down to Florida, I was more in the camp of they're prioritizing the next few years. This isn't about 2025. Leaving Florida, I think they are more all in than maybe they're being given credit for a couple reasons. One, just their roster alone makes them all in. They have, if not the best roster in the NFL, it's certainly a top three or four roster. So they're going to be a competitive roster. And while I think the reason we think that maybe they're not all in is because they're playing younger guys, they're going to give Sidney Brown a chance, they're going to give Kelee Ringo a chance. We'll see what they do at guard. The sense I get being down here is they know they have the assets to go out and make a trade if they need to. So, you know, come August when, you know, we're doing shows down in the trailer at training camp, if we're all sitting there and saying, hey, Sidney Brown's not getting it done, or man, this right guard spot's an issue, they're not just going to let that player go into the season and tank the year. They will make a trade. So I think they do have the long view in the room, but I still feel they are, you know, pretty all in on trying to win.
Elliot, let's end with this. We are, what, 3 weeks away from the NFL draft? Are you ready to shift into Elliot Shore Park's Kuiper mode? And are you ready for the draft here?
Uh-oh.
Of course. I got my big boards ready to go. I'm going to, you know, top 10 for each position. And, you know, I think it's an interesting draft for this team for sure. I think whenever they're at 32, everybody says, oh, they're just going to trade the pick. Like, we're going to sit there all night at the draft party and they're just going to trade it. And they could. But I actually think they're much more likely to trade up, or much more likely to just keep the pick. Because one thing we have heard all year is that, you know, they're already paying a lot of players, and they're going to be paying a lot of players in the future, guys like Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. So the 32nd pick and that fifth-year option, that's incredibly valuable to this team. To lock in a first-round talent, if you can hit on it and have him cost-controlled. So, yeah, I'll get the big boards ready, but I do think on draft night we are going to see them pick a player.
Well, I hope we do. That'll be exciting. Elliot, and thank you for hopping on the last couple days and fighting through the bird issue, because that's toughness right there.
That's inside of the year type stuff.
I'm about to go back out to the pool for a few hours before my plane takes off, so hopefully that bird doesn't come back for me.
Yeah, but he didn't leave you alone.
Finish the job.
Gotta keep fighting.
What a tough week. Get to the pool. All right, thank you, Elliot. We'll talk soon.
All right, talk to you guys.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Park's there. Yeah, it's Eagles Insider of the Year.
So, yeah, I keep forgetting the name because I want to say something else.
Do you want to do an acronym? Could be EIOTF. Is that too much?
Yeah, that's too much.
Okay.
EOFT.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that. All right, 215.
All right.
That doesn't. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt and Broomall is up talking Tush Push. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Matt?
So, as an Eagles fan, obviously, I do not want the Tush Push band. It's a simple play for us. If it's third and one or fourth and one, you know we're pretty much automatically picking up the first down. Mm-hmm. But if I'm looking at it from an unbiased perspective as just an NFL fan, I have a point where I think it should be banned, and I don't really know why it's not brought up more when people are arguing for it, especially like defensive players. I don't know why they don't bring this up more. So, you know, players get behind Hurts, running backs, tight ends, and they're pushing him from behind. But if a linebacker was to get behind the defensive tackle and push him towards the O-line, they would get penalized for it. So I just, it really doesn't seem fair to me that that's the case, because that totally just gives the advantage to the offense. And I just don't know why, if you guys have heard that before, or why it's not brought up more. But it seems like that's where it kind of becomes unfair to me.
So, I mean, one thing that is interesting about this, and I think it goes to your point, this play, obviously, it just became a thing, like, seriously, with the Eagles the last 4 years. But the rule back to, I think, 04, they changed it. It would have been illegal with the old rule. And then, obviously, the Eagles eventually realized, hey, we could do this. I think, Matt, to your point, that's why they're kind of looking at that old rule, and they might I think they're going to reword this to go back to the old rule, and that would not allow it because it kind of counteracts what you're saying there. Like, one side can't do it. Why can the other do it?
Yeah, I mean, if I was a linebacker, it would piss me off that I wasn't able to get behind my D-tackle and push him, because then it would probably make it more closer to a 50-50 play. I feel like there would definitely be stopped more. But then I guess there'd probably be more injuries with it if they were both doing it. But, I mean, that's just the point I had. It just kind of doesn't make sense to me that one side can do it and one can't.
Yeah, I wonder when they fix the rule. Matt, good phone call. I wonder when they change, because, Hugh, around 04, they tweaked the rule, and that allowed the Eagles to think they could do this. I wonder when they did that if they ever anticipated the tush-push becoming a thing. They probably didn't.
I don't think so. And then, not only that, when was this conception? At what point was it, when Jalen was drafted, when did it become
the first
a serious
time
thing?
I remember it was Sirianni's first year here, 2021. They played the Panthers early in the season, and I remember them kind of running a version of the tush push by the goal line. It was like they were on the half yard line, the 1 yard line, and it kind of looked like a quarterback sneak, but they kind of shoved him at the end. And then I didn't think until 2022 it became like everyone's talking. It's almost like, you know how we found out that some players were using the torpedo bats last year, but then it like exploded this weekend. So I think the Eagles might have been using it a little bit in 21, but then 22 they used it a lot, and it became a story.
And then the thing that gets me is that other teams that have tried to emulate it, they can't do it the way that the Eagles do it, because this is a copycat league. And then all of a sudden it became one of those things where, okay, if we can't do it, then nobody can do it.
Get it out of here for them.
Yeah, you did a self-edit to yourself.
Yeah, I did. It was almost. Let's go to Gary in Delaware. What's up, Gary? I've been working with you too long. Gary, what's up?
We're starting to rub off.
What's up, Gary?
Gary?
Hello?
Gare, what's up?
Hey.
You hit it with the Gare, did you?
Gary.
Hey, Gare
Joe,
Bear.
You. Hey,
what's going on, man?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I appreciate you, Gary. What are you thinking today?
You know, I'm livid over this push-push. I'll tell you why. I really think because the vote was delayed, unfortunately, I think it's going to be history, unfortunately, because of the delay. My question is, why can't all the other 31 teams come to the party? Why can't they come to the party?
Like, why can't they do it, too?
Right, exactly. I mean, I understand. Didn't Green Bay run the play twice against us, and we couldn't stop it?
Yeah, so I think every team has probably run it a couple times there.
Somewhat of a variation.
Yeah, but only the Eagles and Buffalo seem to have any real success with it.
Right, exactly. Well, I know Sean McDermott's been running his mouth about players getting hurt. When was the last time, Joe, we ever saw a player get hurt from the tush push?
Well, never.
He hurt himself, though. Chris Jones.
Oh, Chris Jones, because he lined up sideways.
Yeah, he hurt himself.
Yeah, but there's no data. Like, Gary, the Eagles went to the meetings this week, and the doctor stood up and said it's dangerous, and they said, okay, well, show us the data. And they're like, well, we don't have any, but it looks dangerous. That doesn't work.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. The other teams, I think they're just jealous that we can run the play so successful, and they just can't. But, you know, a lot of your comments earlier was about other plays that are not, you know, that are not like glamour plays, but they exist.
Right.
So when do we draw the line? When are we going to stop trying to ban plays or what? I mean, it's to me, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I mean, you can't, like, if you say it, we're getting rid of this because it's not aesthetically pleasing, then you've opened a can of worms. Like, I could pick out five plays that are just ugly looking, and I want them gone too. Gary, give us a guess for Hugh's clues. Yeah. What is Hugh afraid of?
I think what Hugh could be afraid of, and I know I would be snakes.
Well, Gary, Hugh is afraid of snakes. And Gary, you're going to the Phillies game tomorrow, 105.
Oh, really?
You are, Gary. Good job.
Good job.
Yes, hey, Gary,
well,
yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Gary. We appreciate you. Hugh, you are afraid of snakes.
Yes, I am.
And we found out.
A lot of people are afraid of snakes.
Yeah, this
is not was exclusive to Hugh.
It's not just like a commitment thing.
Well, no, it's not like bodies of water or commitment.
And, you know, that commitment thing kind of. People text me talking about they laugh.
Got cooked with that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It just hit.
It just hit home. It just,
I felt it, yeah.
No, it was almost like, that ain't it. That's not it.
All right, so the reason that the snake thing came up is...
What brings a snake to the city, man?
Well, Kyle told us this morning that there was a situation a couple days ago in the city where there is a python.
Yeah, I saw on the internet that there was a snake on the loose in Philly, on the parkway. And
a snake loose on the parkway.
Not just any snake. This is like an albino python.
Burmese python, right?
A very large snake.
Okay, so we need your help here. If you've seen this python or you know its whereabouts, please tell us, because I want to avoid that area of the city at all costs.
Well, if it's in the city, if it's still running around, it's probably asleep somewhere because it's cold.
Still running around.
Well, the way I said it didn't
make
any sense.
You get a little worried about the little fella with the cold weather.
Yeah, because it's the weather. You're probably in the upper room because it's been cold the last couple nights. And it rained.
I don't know. I mean,
so I'm going to find this picture. I'm going to post it on the internet.
Yeah, post it on our Twitter account. If you've seen this thing, if you know its whereabouts, tell us. Because
buddy, who brought the alligator to the game? The what was it called? The emotional
Wally.
Support alligator?
Yeah, weren't you into that, Kyle? Wally?
I'm still in favor of allowing it into the ballpark. It's an emotional support pet.
No, man, go on with that, man.
Do we think this snake made it into the bar or just stood out? You think he left it outside, thought it would be there when he got back? I'm going to get a couple drinks. You stay right here.
I don't know. Like, I heard that there might have been a guy.
That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with you, man? Like, seriously. Like, I understand everybody marches to the beat of their own drum.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with you? Why would you go to a public place knowing that you can't bring the damn snake with you? And then it's not like you're leaving a dog outside or anything. Well, you shouldn't do that either. But still, what's wrong with you, man? Leave a snake outside.
A trained dog on a leash is one thing.
But even that, Joe, you don't leave a dog outside by itself.
I agree, especially because you don't know who's fearful of dogs. I wouldn't, but at least that you'd say, okay, this dog is probably house trained. The snake is probably not. I mean, it's a python.
Sometimes when you like that, man, you just need to stay home. Like when you have
the python
that
or the person?
Well, the person that has the python thinking that they're going to go grab an adult beverage and the snake is going to be allowed in. What's wrong with you? Like, seriously, what's wrong with you?
So what's your reaction if you're just walking down the street and you see this thing? Because I'm sprinting the
other
way.
Scared, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
terrified.
Well,
like a loose python.
Well, my first thought is this. I'm not about to freak out, but if that snake bites me, then you're going to have a problem.
But how are you going to trace it back to the person who owns it?
No, I thought you meant the snake. He was walking down the street with the snake.
No, and the snake's by itself, causing trouble, and it bites you. You're not going to be able to pick.
If the snake's by itself, causing trouble, what's he doing? He's banging cans together, talking about rah, rah. He's waving a flag. He's waving a terrible towel.
I imagine if a snake's on the loose, it's causing trouble.
He's rabble-rousing. Oh, my goodness.
You think he's going for a peaceful walk down the street?
I don't know, man.
That's not something you want on the loose in the city.
No. I didn't think we had snakes just walking around Philadelphia.
Apparently we do. Pythons of all things.
Somebody about to go to jail. Whoever lost the snake.
I'll put the snake in jail just to get it off the street. All right,
that's ridiculous.
Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, good afternoon, Hugh, Joe. And Kyle, what's going on?
Tyler, what's up? We're just talking about some snakes here. That's all.
Hey, first of all, the snake slithers, Hugh. It doesn't walk. It slithers.
Kyle, we kind of assessed that when we were laughing and giggling about what I said. But thank you. Thank you very much.
Shout out to Kyle real quick, though. I was working as a waitress in a hotel bar. Eating Scrapple hoagies all day.
Man, he made a whole song.
He did. Well, Mr. Quinn has become quite the character. And I, at first I was like, man, is he going to yell at his son on the air? And he does. He just yells at the guy.
I tell you, Kyle makes this show, like, he puts it over the top. Like, you and Hugh, Joe,
I agree,
are awesome. But Kyle puts y'all into upper echelon status.
Well, and his dad contributes now, too. I mean, I just get the whole family part of this thing. Go ahead, Tyler.
But, hey, before I get to the tush push, congratulations to Gary. That's a big-time W. First time, long time to call and guess snakes. That's awesome. So I hope he has a good time tomorrow.
Yeah, because Taiwan about to light that thing up like a Christmas tree.
Gary, we're
lights out.
We're sorry for the Taiwan part of this. But
nine
strikeouts? Why are you lying to the audience? Why would
I'm not lying. I'm being optimistic.
Hugh, you're going for 9 Ks, a Phillies W, and 100 bones on that thing?
Nah, the two of those are... are good to go. That third one.
Can I get 9 outs? Just in any way he gets them. I just want 9 outs from Taiwan tomorrow.
I think Taiwan's gonna surprise everybody.
No, first, you said $100. Then you walked it back and said $25. So you got to be in or out on that. So that's all I'm saying.
I'm hedging.
We need confidence.
Now, that's another thing I'm afraid of, spending money.
That would have been an easy answer.
Save that money, Hugh. Save that money.
Save that
but
money.
But, hey, great combo on the Tush Push today. Joe, I feel like that Tush Push is going to be in the race car with you, and it's going to drive off into the sunset, because this just feels to me like a witch hunt on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. It does feel like that.
This is like them coming after us after a play that they haven't been able to master, that the Eagles have mastered because they have the right personnel. They have the right way to run it with the quarterback who, say anything you want, but Jalen Hurts can squat 600 pounds. You don't have some lean green bean back there. You got a grown man back there.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it just seems like, and I want to ask you both this, has there ever been a play where the commissioner has overstepped or stepped in when the coaches are at a dead heat?
You know, that's a good question. Yeah, Tyler, I don't know the answer to that. And Tyler, it's a good phone call and a good question. Here's what I know. Goodell ultimately works for the owners here.
Yeah, he's their guy.
So I don't know how many real opinions he has on football. Maybe he has a lot, maybe he doesn't. But I know he's got to echo their opinions, right? So my guess is he wants it out because they want it out. And he's going to speak for them, and he's going to he sometimes he's the bad guy because they don't want to be the bad guys. And I think that might be going on here. 215-592-9494. All right, more of your phone calls on the other side. What's your gut feeling? Do you think the Tush Push will be banned? And Albert Breer with the latest. The real reason he thinks the Tush Push will be banned. We'll hit that next. Your calls. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
They had problems with the snap here, and they're fortunate to
get
it
back. They line up for the Tush Push, and the Commanders come across the line of scrimmage and belt them. So they'll gain 6 inches.
Yeah, they don't lose anything to Commanders when they do this.
That was Luvu.
Yeah, he timed up one earlier that was perfect, but this one not so much.
It's tough to say goodbye, Hugh. It is tough to say goodbye, but I think that's what's happening here. Gut feeling, the Tush Push is gone. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as the NFL tables the vote because they're cowards, and they knew yesterday if they voted, it would have went the Eagles' way. I think this thing is gone. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, and about an hour from now, we'll check in on the Cowboys, who are having all sorts of drama as usual down there. But I saw this, and it really hit. So I heard Goodell yesterday talking about this, and it felt like, all right, if Goodell wants this out or Goodell is speaking on behalf of the owners and they want it out, we're in bad shape here. And then I saw this today from Albert Breer. In his Sports Illustrated article, he wrote that the vote wasn't particularly close to getting the 24 votes yesterday needed to ban the push play, and that Goodell and the competition committee forged ahead toward May tells me that the commissioner wants the play banned in some way. And repeat that again. Albert Breer covers the NFL Sports Illustrated. He wrote, yesterday's events tell him the commissioner wants the push play banned in some way. You know, if it's that simple, if Goodell wants it out, he's going to get it out. I mean, he's in charge. Whether or not he says, hey, you vote my way on this and I'll give you something you need down the line, like, he's going to get his way if that's what he wants.
Well, see, I don't see it that way.
So you think they'd vote against him if he's trying to persuade them?
Well, I think that He's a puppet to a certain extent. And all due respect to Roger Goodell, but I mean, hell, you're making the type of money you're making, man, and you know, you're beholden to the owners.
That's his job.
That's what you're supposed to do. So I mean, I don't say that trying to be disrespectful it is what it is. He's a mouthpiece. I think this is being pushed by other people on the competition committee that have a lot more pool. And the name that comes to mind for me is Rich McKay.
Who used to be a football guy, not anymore.
Like, Rich McKay has been very vocal in certain innovative changes to the NFL over the past couple of years. When I was in Atlanta, I remember him talking about it. And I always went away from those conversations feeling like he had a lot of pull in that room. I think it's that. I think that there are enough people that don't like the aesthetics of the tush push. Mm-hmm. That they don't feel like it's football. That's where this is going. You got to listen to what's being said. You know, like they're trying to ban it under the guise of injuries. That dog ain't hunting. Like that's a fact. That dog is not hunting. So now, you know, you have to figure out a way to, because they've alluded to it. You're trying to buy yourself time to better prepare yourself for a better argument.
I think they're going to rewrite the proposal so they convince more
people.
That's
what that was. Joe, that's what that
was. You don't like it this way? What if we change this wording here? Then will you vote our way?
That's what that is. See, you've talked to enough people in this where semantics has been suggested. Because you said Coach Harbaugh was like, hey, well, what are you talking about? How are you wording it? Because it's all careful in the wording. And your argument that you brought to the table, you didn't have a leg to stand on. Mm-hmm. So you bought yourself some time, right? So now you're going to go back. See, I long thought this. You're going to go back and you're going to reword it in a way that people will understand it better and say, well, you know, you can't do this, and then they're going to try to ban it.
So in Breer's column, he did write that 20 teams were interested in seeing what the old rule looked like in 2004 before they changed it.
That's what they did.
So that means 20 teams are intrigued by what it used to be. That means if you got 20 that are intrigued, you don't need many more to cross that line.
Semantics.
Yeah, it is. You know what I also realized? Rich McKay and
got a lot of
Roger Goodell, they must be listeners to the Midday Show because they know how to filibust somebody.
Hold up. What are you talking about? I feel attacked. I don't filibust, man.
Well, come on.
I don't filibust.
Yes, you do.
Every day.
I don't. Shout out to the dude that's in Newark, though, Phil. He getting his filibust on, though. We don't talk politics, but I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's a long filibuster.
I think he's still doing it.
Yeah, he might be. Get some sleep soon. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot going on here. If you've seen the snake crawling around, slithering around Philadelphia, please let us know. Because it's
man,
on the
let that snake go, man? Seriously.
Well, if you're the person who did
going
that, call
eating,
us.
Eating puppies, eating people, dogs.
Eating dogs.
What do you think he's going to get food from, Joe?
Mice, I thought.
Well, if somebody's dog get caught slipping, then guess what?
How do mice fill that thing up, man? That thing's huge.
Thank you, Kyle. I'm not trying to be morbid. I like animals.
I know, but you're scaring people now. Their dogs
I'm not trying to scare them, but if it's a snake running around in the city, you don't expect to see a snake in the city.
What kind of dog do you think the snake could take down?
Any kind of dog that it wants.
Any kind of dog?
Yeah.
Like, you tell me the snake could take down a German Shepherd. Eat it.
Probably. Dude. Remember in Florida?
I don't know about the German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah, the snakes eating. Hey, snakes eating alligators, dog. What y'all talking about?
So the snake could eat you, then?
Ain't going to eat me because I'm not going anywhere the snake's going to be.
I don't think that's really up to you.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's outside.
No, man, listen. Nah. Snake ain't going to eat me because I'm not going to be in the snake's area. I'm not going to be on his playing field.
What if it's outside the door when you leave?
Yeah.
It's not going to be.
It's in our playing field. Home field advantage.
Why are you trying to scare me, Kyle? It's not working.
I am going to.
But now when I walk up to the car.
My head's on a swivel as I walk to the car now. Just looking for this thing. All right, let's go to Spike in Bristol. I think she's going to help us with the hoagie situation. What's up, Spike?
Well, I did offer to go buy Kyle the hoagie because my next stop was Wawa, and while I was in line at Wawa, so I had to take my phone in.
But is it the Wawa that knows my dad?
Yeah,
because that,
they
make a
Wawa
that
makes
the
scrap
of hoagie. No. Stop. So they were all laughing when Hugh said a snake walking around the city. They were the whole line broke out in spontaneous laughter. So anyways.
Well, now, because like, we all got the visual of this thing walking around.
But here's what was it? Tyler tried to say snakes don't walk. I mean, Tyler, I do that. I kind of embellish stories about it a little bit.
You do have to catch the visual. But I am here to tell you that when Kyle inputted me he said, what do you have for Hughes' clues question? Mm-hmm. And I said, all the other good ones have been taken. I'm going to say he's afraid of snakes.
Oh, you had
so
it.
So I had it before Gary.
Well, anyway, Gary was in line before you, so.
And
that's not
and
really
Kyle
how that works.
I blame Hugh for this. We'll blame Hugh.
All right, you know what? If we're gonna air out business,
she rubbed Kyle.
No, because she yelled at me
He's
when I tried
to help you.
I asked her if she was ready, and she was like, "You should have put me on before Gary." That's not how this works. I didn't know what Gary's answer was gonna be, so Gary was ahead of you. You lose the contest, Spike. I mean, sorry. That's
Spike,
how this works.
Kyle's in his feelings because his dad yelled at him.
I am not trying to butt in line. I'm simply
Well, you are.
Saying,
I mean, you yelled at me for it.
You're my witness, and I had the answer
witness
before Gary. Anyway.
Spike,
anyway,
do you think
about,
I, oh, yeah, you can. But I think Kyle's projecting. Kyle's projecting. Kyle's projecting anger because his dad yelled at him.
Anybody can get it. Everybody can get it.
Spike, go ahead.
I said that as a mother of seven men, that I don't think it was appropriate that, you know, that Kyle's dad said all those horrible things about him on the air. But, I mean, you know, anyway, I said, why didn't you hang up on him? And Kyle was such a man that he said, no, I wouldn't do that. So he's a man. So anyway, there you go, Kyle. Anyway, so here's what I want to say. The NFL is not men. They are cowards. Mm-hmm. They are creeps. And Roger Goodell is the biggest head creep of them all. And I know they're just... Witch hunt was a good word, Hugh. Witch hunt was the perfect word. And it's a witch hunt. They want to get rid of the tush push. And I hope Nick comes up with another way to run this play that doesn't involve the push, but that they can reinvent it and say, up yours, buddy. That's what I have to say.
Stick it to him, Spike. Good phone call. I agree with you. They are creeps. We've gone from cowards to creeps, the NFL, for doing this to the Philadelphia Eagles. It is a witch hunt, as Hugh tried to explain earlier. A total, complete witch hunt.
I'm not sure,
but that's okay. And I understand Spike being frustrated with all this, but you know the line goes the way it goes on the phones here. And Kyle's just having a tough time because his dad yelled at him on the air again. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, you try having that happen to you.
You got to stop
Kyle
stealing the Scrapple hoagies from your dad.
I mean, didn't touch the Scrapple hoagie. It doesn't even sound good.
Just go get him a Scrapple hoagie.
You know what my best part of the day was, like, since we're here, is when Joe almost said a cuss word. I'm rubbing off on
you. Know
Joe.
What?
Things are going to go off the rails.
I got to rein this in, man.
You have to rein it in.
Because I'm like, the meetings have changed. Like, full disclosure. I'm in the meeting. I feel like I'm at the sailors. I'm at the bar. I gotta rein it in, man.
You know whose fault this is?
Too comfortable.
Your algorithm.
Yeah.
Your algorithm is rubbed off on all of us. I mean, here's the problem. This show started with you yawning on the air. Can we hear this again?
Our
first
again?
Caller, yeah. And you're yawning on the air.
No, that's Spike's fault. It's Spike's fault.
Come on now, let's hear this.
All right, we got the yawn.
We're at a 17-game regular season. We're going to 18 games, but he cares about player safety.
It's so disrespectful.
It was like a grizzly bear.
It's the audible yawn.
I know.
Man.
And it was so loud, your mic was off. That was my mic it picked up.
No.
It's disrespectful.
And I didn't know everybody could see me. I'm mad at that. That's the who's the guy that does the camera? I forgot his name already. He's been working with us for like a week, 2 or 3 weeks.
Max,
that's your fault. We gonna talk tomorrow in the meeting.
Max didn't do anything. Max doing his job.
Max, you gotta tell you. I told you, Max. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Max, it's on you, Max.
He was like an A-list actor who blames the cameraman when he screws up a line.
Hey,
this is unbelievable.
Hey, I don't do it. Yeah, Max, that's Max.
You're becoming a diva with these cameras.
First of all, you wanted his name to Max.
You know what it is.
Who's been with us for weeks. And then you're blaming Spike because you don't buy that he can do the push-ups.
I talked to Max this morning. Yeah, I did.
We talked to Max every morning. Yeah, he sits right next to us.
It's y'all fault too, man, because I got to wear clothes every day now.
No, my fault.
That's a lot. It's a lot getting up in the morning.
Hold on a second.
Trying to figure out what I'm going to wear to work.
You're wearing a hoodie.
And some jeans.
I know, but... Imagine you can't see the jeans. Imagine being someone out there that has to get up every day and wear a suit to work.
Shout out to all the dudes and females that have to wear like
real jobs.
Real jobs that have to dress up every day.
And they're on their lunch break right
now. I commend you.
And listening to you complain about putting
crying.
A red hoodie on today.
Crying.
Crying like a baby.
Like a big old baby. And don't feel bad about it at all. Not shamed at all. Not at all. Don't feel bad.
You have not been shamed in this show in a full hour since someone said you were afraid of commitment.
Yeah, that. And you know what? Full disclosure, since we're here,
Mm-hmm.
Got a text earlier from Jeff McClain. Because obviously he heard the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to come on his show Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Probably going to flame me.
Well, you flamed him yesterday.
Yeah, well, I didn't flame him. I said he's a good reporter. A little dry.
And I think most agree with you. Jeff's personality, he does podcasts here.
But Jeff's a good dude.
But he's a good reporter.
And I felt like I owed it to Jeff.
To go on his podcast
since I did talk about him.
So you're going to go on there and liven it up a little bit?
Well.
You're going to catch yourself? They're going to dump a button on you?
Well, see, because
I've
listened to Jeff's podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow suit. I'm eat a bunch of crackers. For my mouth could be all dry and parched.
You're just digging it deeper now. Just digging deeper.
Hey, listen, I'm already here. I'm at his mercy. I agree to go on the show.
He's going to play you.
So I might as well lean into
He's going to crush you.
So my mouth could be all dry.
You're going to bring up those games where you had zero sacks?
Yeah, he's going to let me have it.
Yep. All your failures. Steve is up next. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on?
Real quick, before I get to the tush push thing, mm-hmm. Do not Google what's loose in Philadelphia if you're really scared of a lot of things.
Oh, no. I might do this.
There.
I'm going straight
to we're both going to Google this right now. All right, go ahead, Steve.
So the tush push thing, it's definitely looking like it's going to get canceled. I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is. I do think the O-line is going to have enough to still get those fourth and short, but it's part of their game plan, and it kind of stinks how all that's working out. I don't know if the NFL is just out against Philly, but looking back, like, didn't they make a rule about the whole Harold Carmichael thing back in the 70s about because he was so big and so tough? I don't know if Hugh knows anything about that.
No, but I know Harold was before his time, though. He was one of the bigger receivers in the NFL at the time.
Yeah,
He was the tallest receiver in the NFL, wasn't he?
I just feel, Steve, whether or not it's a Philadelphia thing or it's just particular right now because the Eagles are the best team, it's unfair. Like, they're obviously singling out a team for being successful at something, and they have no leg to stand on. Like, these have been the weakest arguments for getting rid of something like this I've ever heard. It's a joke.
Oh, it's a huge joke. I agree. It's almost like they enjoyed us being the punching bag of the NFL for all these years, and now that we're good, it's like, hey, we can't have this. But I don't know that the organization does such a great job with money and finding players over the last few years. I mean, I'm 38, and I never imagined seeing one, let alone two.
Yep.
And to have what we have as a fan, it's awesome.
Well, I'm the same age, Steve. It's remarkable. I remember when I was very young, the idea of the Eagles being the gold standard or the best team or like one of the two or three best teams, that was crazy. I mean, that's not what they were, you know, in the early, mid-90s at all. And here they are now. Steve, good phone call. Yes, Hugh, I don't know if it's a witch hunt against the Eagles for being good, but I do think there's a lot of people jealous of the Eagles in the NFL. And that might be guiding this. Like, if you can't beat them, try to knock them down a peg, and this is a way to do it.
Well, I think it's Coach Sirianni and the Eagles.
The Sirianni angle is interesting.
I think because I look at it like this, and I've heard this through some NFL circles and some people that I've talked to, that they feel like Coach Sirianni isn't a good coach, number one, and they feel like anybody could coach this roster. You know, that has been said about Coach Sirianni.
So it's like a screw him.
Yeah, it's like not the brightest coach. And I'm saying this is what other people have echoed to me.
The first
not
part really, of being smart is knowing what
not
to
really
do.
Not really liked around the NFL.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did.
First part.
And arrogant. Some of the things that he does is
I don't give a
shit. Yeah, all of that. I'm just telling you what I've heard. And I listened to it, right? Because he doesn't fall into lockstep with what people feel a head coach should be. We've heard people on the station say that about
him. I mean, I have felt that for a long time, before I became a born again Sirianni guy. I felt
and ain't nothing wrong with that. Because, and I'll tell you this, when I first heard him in his press conference and I heard how he got the job, I didn't like Coach Sirianni.
What, he wore a polo?
He wore a polo. He didn't get dressed up, and they dressed down to accommodate him. What job interview do they do that at?
Did they dress down when you wore a suit?
Hells no.
No, I didn't think so.
They took my key card and told me, go, peace out, and escorted me out the building. But it was that. And then when he got in his press conference, he didn't sound like he was that fluid in football. But you don't have to. Hell, I don't sound that fluid on the radio station for the most part, most days. It's all right.
I mean, seriously, but. I can't even get it out now.
You have to look at it differently because every way. There's not one way to do things. And Coach Sirianni has proven that. And he deserves everything that he's getting right now. And some people just, they can't think outside the box. They resent that.
You said it's ambiguous? It's
ambiguous. Ambiguity.
And the ambiguity.
I be making up new words all the time that people like use in the lexicon.
Are you a trendsetter?
Yeah, a little bit.
Trendsetter. All right.
I think my favorite, the one that you made up, is Hoobaloobaloo.
Hoobaloobaloo. Hullabaloo or hoobaloobaloo.
Was that supposed to be hullabaloo?
Hoobaloo. No, you know what it is? Like
hullabaloo.
The video game that I play, it's a grenade launcher called the Hullabaloo. And I was thinking about, I was incorporating some of my.
Is this part of your clan?
In the clan.
Okay. Always.
Everybody, now everybody on YouTube is talking about, clan, what is this? What does he mean? My clan, like, I played Destiny. Well, I haven't played in a while.
Glad you're
matter of fact, my clan members are asking why I haven't been playing the game in a while.
Again, let's make sure where you heard that was
clear.
Hugh said that, not me.
Clear,
Hugh said that out loud. Okay. Before we go any further, can we hear Kyle Brandt, who's echoing a lot of what we said today? The reasoning for all of this stuff is baloney. Here's Kyle Brandt. Good morning, football.
Don't show up to the tush-push gunfight with the pocket knife of injury concerns. Because if you do ban the tush push, then instead of Jalen Hurts pushing his way into the end zone, he's going to turn and hand it to Saquon. The old-fashioned running play at the goal line has a higher injury risk than the tush push. It doesn't look like football to me. It's because it's kicking your ass in football. It's why you don't like it.
He's dead right. I mean, the arguments this week from Rich McKay, from Sean McDermott, from Roger Goodell were laughable. I mean, yeah. If I'm the Eagles, I go home annoyed because they didn't come with anything, and yet they're going to rig this to get the votes they need.
That's the most irritating thing to me, Joe. And that's why it's upsetting. It's because you're talking about nothing. You're talking about your feelings. Just say, I don't like it because it doesn't look like a football play. I can respect that. Even though it sounds stupid, I can respect that.
I can respect stupid if you have passion behind it.
Yes.
I mean, we do that every day.
You beat me to it.
That's WIP.
Stupid passion every day.
That's exactly what we do.
10-2.
That's the show. I mean, that's what we do.
We should coin that phrase.
Stupid
passion.
Yeah, I mean, we could save people a lot of effort.
We need to get that on the shirt.
Yeah, stupid passion.
Stupid passion.
You could wear it.
WIP.
And you have to worry about
WIP.
What you're wearing.
Yeah, no, I just wear the shirts. Stupid passion.
So, are you good with wearing more bright colors now, or do you your darker shirts?
You see, this was the Ohio State. Somebody, this was a gift. Ohio State.
The new title.
Yeah. So I had to. I'm still workshopping my outfits.
Okay.
I'm working on it. It's I got time. Well, tomorrow might be a little look like I'm on a Death Row album tomorrow because I don't got that many light hoodies.
Okay, you got your outfit planned for tomorrow already?
I gotta start dressing like a grown up man. I gotta wear like jeans and stuff.
Again, most grown ups, I don't think they.
That's not a big deal.
Jeans are just regular clothes. You wear pajamas to work, so it's a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get back to all your takes here on the Tush Push. What's your gut feeling right now? Is it gone? I think it's gone. I think what happened yesterday, shelving this for a month, Goodell speaking, the passion Lurie had, it all points to this thing's getting banned. And I think we've seen the last of Tush Push. Where do you come down? What's your gut saying? Staying or going? We'll get to the latest Cowboys drama in the 1 o'clock hour. Because things there are going from bad to worse. On the other side, though, you know what time it is. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. That's the next Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel once I find the paper. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this week, and whether you're in basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport, check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and Golf Profit Boost tokens over the weekend. Tonight, Colorado's throwing a lefty. How about Torpedo Bat Boom tonight to go deep? And right now, new customers get $200 of bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.